Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Wednesday, October 11th, 10-11, 2017, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And a wild ride it is. We'll talk a little bit about that today. And I'm your host, Chris Hinckley. We're all Road Warriors, those who esteem ourselves to be. As always, feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com for interesting and lively discussion. So we'll talk a little bit about Las Vegas again. I mean, how can we not? I think it really is kind of the 9/11 and the JFK of our time. It's a very strange scenario and I don't even know what to call it. almost like a movie plot. You know, it's a very strange plot that seems to be unfolding. Bizarre. There was the flip-flop. Obviously, Sheriff Lombardo was confronted about the timeline. And that was a couple of days ago. But Laura Loomer is the investigative journalist on the ground in Las Vegas that she and Mike Tokes seem to be kind of really causing irritation for the establishment trying to push a fallacious narrative. Laura Loomer was the person who confronted Sheriff Lombardo, and he tried to essentially talk her down. He said, "We have a decorum, et cetera, et cetera." She was trying to ask a question about the fact that Stephen Paddock, there, that receipts have emerged that show Stephen Paddock was, in fact, there at the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas prior to September 28th. So Sheriff Lombardo ended up admitting that Mike Tokes helped with Laura Loomer's efforts to finally get that question answered. So that's interesting. And, of course, she has chased down receipts and things like that. She's the person that has really shined a bright light on the receipts for room service, for example, that seemed to indicate that there were at least two guests. Tony Hernandez Armenta was the Mandalay Bay employee who actually posted those receipts on Facebook originally that seemed to indicate two guests were in room 32-135. And so that's interesting that he checked in earlier than September 28th as well. So why would authorities be lying to the public about this? And that receipt was for September 27th, by the way. There's a valet ticket for dated October 1st, 1226, I think, in Marilou Danley's name, which again is interesting information. So we'll get back to that. But the latest update, obviously, and then, of course, it was interesting. Folks are talking about the fact that when Steve Wynn was on Fox News Sunday, and he says nobody in my companies would be able to walk in the service elevator unaccompanied, and Chris Wallace says, wait a second, are you saying that Stephen Paddock was in the service elevator? And Steve Wynn seems uncomfortable a little bit. I don't know. He's awkward anyway, but he says something to the effect of, well, I'm not saying that, but it's all very odd. George Soros doing a little bit of insider trading back in August. That's another tell, of course. And there's other insider trading. We'll talk more about this stuff, though. And the latest, obviously, is the break-in. Oh, that's too bad. I think RT was reporting it first. Maybe not. Everyone's reporting it now. USA Today, Las Vegas Sun, Reno Gazette Journal. By the way, is anyone watching the Las Vegas Sun? I was thinking about this last night. I definitely want to, and I'm going to take a closer look. Someone needs to watch the obituary section. Watch the obits in the Las Vegas Sun, probably even the Reno Gazette Journal, the local papers. We need to keep an eye on that stuff for any fishy, Vince fostered themselves. Someone, which is kind of what the story about John Bielman has been. I think it's interesting that Sorshafal, like I said, was the kind of the original source in the truth community, if you will, on the John Bielman story. Some have speculated that John Bielman is perhaps the anonymous John that made the 4chan foreshadowing back on September 11th, September 10th at midnight, essentially, talking about something happening in Vegas. But as I speculated, I think that Sorshafal was the source of that information to discredit the message and all pursuant messengers. So that's just my speculation. And folks are talking about some stories that say that John Bielman shot himself in the back of the head, which is a story that you can't find anywhere in the mainstream press. If you look at any of the local stories, any of the mainstream press, there is not even the slightest hint of that I'm aware of. And so, again, I think that's something that, at the very least, is probably going too far making assumptions at this point. And that information, according to local authorities, is sealed so far until the investigation is finished. We'll see. Anyway, the Las Vegas situation just gets weirder with each passing hour, it seems. And the latest, as I said, is the Reno home in Stephen Paddock's name was broken into. So maybe somebody needs to get in touch with Stuart Rhodes over at Oath Keepers and have a few people guarding these properties, because again, it's just another illustration of ineptitude or something more sinister when we see that apparently the FBI and local authorities can't seem to keep the investigation on track and the crime scenes unsullied. So was it just to dirty the crime scene? Was it to steal something? Who knows? We'll talk more about that. But first, I want to start with this, what I think is a little bit humorous, this humorous piece. Do you know who Paul Neelan is? He's a congressional candidate in Wisconsin, and I think he's fantastic. He has this video on social media. We'll play this in a second. He put this out on Twitter, and the title of this video is "Congress Shouldn't Let People Who Misunderstood the Latest James Bond Movie Write New Gun Laws. Watch my demo smashing the narrative." This is brilliant. Go ahead. Oops. Can we back that up to the beginning? Is that possible?
Automatic rifle using only my finger. What's Congress going to do? Outlaw fingers? I also happen to have here a semi-automatic rifle with a suppressor on it. And I'm going to demonstrate that this isn't silent. Congress shouldn't let people who misunderstood the latest James Bond movie write our gun laws.
I think that's fantastic. It's a little bit cheeky, but I think he gets the point across. The first one is great. Semi-auto, simulating automatic fire with just a finger. What's Congress going to do? Outlaw fingers. And the suppressor and silencer discussion. You know, the suppressor, not designed to be silent, and the silencer not designed for rapid fire. So he's absolutely right, and that's a fun way to put it. I think if we can maintain some kind of civility and some level of levity, perhaps, not to make light of a serious subject, because it is, but he's absolutely right. It's funny. The people that in many cases have probably never even picked up a firearm, let alone fired one, let alone understand firearms to any extent, probably shouldn't be talking about this. Furthermore, I think more importantly, as I always say, I mean, we have this conversation all the time. The Second Amendment has nothing to do truly, primarily, with self-defense, family defense, home defense, person, has nothing to do with that. Do the people who have these discussions actually know what the Second Amendment says? And it's interesting, if you back out of that conditional statement, then you kind of have to ask yourself some tough questions, I think. I think we really have to ask ourselves some tough questions. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state is a conditional statement. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. So, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. Do we want a free state? Do we want the security of a free state? What's necessary for that? A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. So if we kind of back out of that statement, then we realize that we have been, like with pretty much all things, we've been led down a straw man path. These arguments, you'll notice, are all straw men. So the real question for the Hillary Clintons and her ilk when it comes to confiscation, the Janet Renos who say that registration is just a pretext to confiscation, et cetera, et cetera. The real question is, so are you really trying to subjugate us and subject us to utter tyranny? Are we interested in the security of a free state? I'm interested in the security of a free state. I'm not so much concerned about my personal welfare. I am, obviously, but in this context, I'm more concerned about the security of a free state for me, my posterity, for you, for my countrymen, et cetera, et cetera. That's what the Second Amendment talks about. And so when you frame it in that context, this nonsense about no one needs an automatic weapon or semi, no one needs a 30-round magazine for hunting, or the Second Amendment has nothing to do with hunting, nothing, zero. You don't need this for personal protection. No, you don't. But it has nothing to do with personal protection, zero. Not directly. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And so if you think about it in that context, obviously it takes on an entirely different tone. If we're talking about national security, well, you know, then maybe a 30-round magazine wouldn't be a bad idea. And while we're on the subject, a well-regulated militia being necessary, who can identify the militia, let alone is it well-regulated? So we need to have some serious discussions. If we're not concerned about the security of a free state, well, then maybe we don't need the militia. Maybe we don't need the Second Amendment. Oh, now we're getting serious, aren't we? See, we have abrogated our responsibility, all of us. It's a dereliction of duty on all of our parts. The founders warned us about that. Andrew Jackson's farewell address is one of my favorite warnings on that note specifically. And so we've talked about that. Anyway, I want to go to some of the mainstream stuff. We'll come back to Vegas. But actually, let's go to the phones real quick and grab Chris in Las Vegas. Chris, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Inviting me. I'm enjoying your conversation this morning.
You know, it's kind of weird. I just noticed that the timestamp, the board operator sent me the message that you called at 911, which is, you know, under the circumstances, it's, you know, normally it's kind of funny, but talking about the Las Vegas subject matter, it's obviously particularly kind of eerie and ominous.
Well, I don't dispute your observations. In fact, there are several who have observed that the date of the thing was 10:01 or 10:09:11. I've seen several references to that, multiple other Illuminati references. There are a lot of cacophony of circumstances that are proliferating around this whole event that are refuting the whole mimetic or mimetic, that they suck out your brain for me is what they, I think that word means. And they're trying to put in a false belief. In fact, Joseph Stalin told us that if you tell a lie often enough, many people will start to believe the lie. Although a lot of the people in RBN and other truth media stations have a tendency to be suspect of what's posed in the public mainstream media and the Communist News Network as what they claim is the truth, which has no foundation or basis in it whatsoever.
Yeah, we talked yesterday on this broadcast about the Mandela effect, which is the creation, in this case, kind of what you're talking about, the implanting of a false memory, which reminds one of those movies that we see lately, the remake of Total Recall and Blade Runner, where Philip K. Dick writes the technocrats implant those false memories. But yeah, that's certainly a real thing in this day and age. And you know, essentially it's a Jedi mind trick that bad guys are trying to pull off. So anyway, we'll talk more about this, folks. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. And learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Welcome back. All right. Well, we're on the phone with Chris. We don't have Chris. Chris, I don't know what's wrong with the connection, but apparently we have some kind of bad connection. So I think we lost you or something. I hope you call back. I want to talk to you more. And it sounded like you were on a speakerphone, so hopefully not. But anyway, give us a call back, and we'll talk more. Speaking of the numbers, I mean, I've mentioned this. We talked about it. You know, I mentioned the timestamp of 9/11, which is kind of ominous, kind of eerie. Because as some folks have noted, it's interesting that, you know, in the official press release, remember, I think it was Undersheriff Kevin McCahill who actually said, when he went through the numbers last week, he said the shooting – and that was interesting too. Why didn't we get notice last week that Jesus Campos, the security guard who, as I understand it, is no longer on the Mandalay Bay payroll, by the way. Why did that happen? Haven't heard much about that. I haven't confirmed that. It's just what I've heard and read. But That's interesting. So when Undersheriff Kevin McCahill was going through the numbers, why didn't we hear about the 6 minutes, you know, 9:59, Jesus Campos is fired upon 6 minutes, a full 6 minutes, as they say, before the shooting actually started? I think IntelliHub has a good timeline, by the way. I think I was looking at that last night. An interesting timeline that has links to other things. So why didn't we hear about that last week? And then we heard, of course, that the shooting stopped within 9 to 11 minutes. It was over the course of 9 to 11 minutes, which reminds us all of trauma, because this is all a trauma-based experience. We are all victims of mind control and psychological trauma in this society, which reminds me, by the way, I should have pinned that on Twitter yesterday. I posted something on Twitter yesterday. Excuse me. I think it's interesting that Harvey Weinstein is in trouble, obviously, for sexual assault allegations, and that's not okay. But the post that I made on Twitter was Harvey Weinstein is in trouble for sexual allegations. Meanwhile, TSA gets away with it every day. WTF, America. And I linked the tweet from Angela Rye over at CNN and her experience with TSA. Her tweet says, I asked the police officer to film this so I can send to TSA. I'm hoping my humiliation will fix the system. And then she has a hashtag I'm not going to repeat. But remember what happened to Angela Rye, CNN's Angela Rye, their intrepid reporter, Angela Rye, back in December of last year, when she was wearing a dress at the airport and the female TSA officer essentially groped her. Do you know what the definition of sexual assault is? It's very interesting. If we're just going to be honest and define terms, what is sexual assault? The Wikipedia entry, not that that means anything, but it's always interesting to do this. Sexual assault, the Wikipedia entry says, is a sexual act in which a person is coerced or physically forced to engage against their will or non-consensual sexual touching of a person. Oh, you mean what happened to Angela Rye? Non-consensual sexual touching of a person. That's precisely what you can see the TSA agent doing to CNN's Angela Rye in the video. And so isn't it interesting? Isn't it ironic, you know, in this mind-controlled society, we're all victims of it. Isn't it interesting that Harvey Weinstein is the latest guy to get in trouble, who should have been in trouble a long time ago, obviously. But TSA folks get away with it every day. They do. I'm sure there are women crying in airports across the country every day because they're sexually assaulted by TSA. But that's okay, right? This society is seriously deranged. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
So, you love talk radio. Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24-7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
When you were here before, I couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special, but I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here?
Welcome back. Bottom of the first hour already of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. It's Wednesday, October 11th, 2017. It is the year of October surprises, it seems, on the 100-year anniversary of the October Revolution. So, as I said in the last segment, I find it strikingly, staggeringly ironic that Harvey Weinstein is in trouble in the latest round of feigned public outrage and virtue signaling. Meanwhile, the TSA gets away with the same thing every day, including the video that Angela Rye posted last December of TSA bringing her to tears as she's sexually assaulted by a TSA agent. And that's literally what it is. Non-consensual sexual touching of a person is sexual assault by definition. And that's what happened to Angela Rye, and that's what happens to people, including children, all across this country every day. It doesn't make us any safer. It's only for create psychological trauma and mainly to control the herd. It's fear-based control. That's all it is. It's social engineering. That's all it is. That's what taking your shoes off is all about. You know, I mean, think about it. Come on, think about it. Would a woman really hide a firearm or a knife or some nail clippers or a set of tweezers in her underwire bra? I'm going to say this one thing, and I don't like doing this because, I mean, I've talked about how I think what happens in Las Vegas, the reporting on that and other incidents really kind of trains copycatters. But I will say this one time, and it's just common sense. I'm not going to describe specifics like the mainstream press does, but I mean, it's common sense. If you think for 2 seconds, you don't need to bring some metallic device. And by the way, there are carbon fiber firearms that will pass and plastic firearms that will pass through metal detectors. But again, I don't want to talk about it. So it'd be, if you're really a terrorist, wouldn't it be simple to wire your suitcase with, you know, lace your suitcase with C4 or Tannerite or some kind of explosive that would pass through security screening, and then have them check your bags and wait till the plane takes off and just call a remote detonation device and detonate it? How hard would that be? You can find the plans for that online. That's not difficult. I'm not advocating that. I really don't feel comfortable even saying that on the air, but I mean, it's common sense. No one's going to put a refrigerator in their underwire bra and try to sneak it through airport security. It's ridiculous. So the point is, none of that nonsense, taking off your shoes and all of that crap, backscatter x-rays and TSA pat downs that are tantamount to sexual assault, none of that makes anyone any safer. And that's actually been proven. There are a number of articles that have come out recently that folks have made it through airport security screening with weapons to see how secure these airport screenings really are. And it has nothing to do really with security. It's just mind control, conditioning, trauma-based conditioning. That's all it is. And the folks will, you know, talk about how Nazi Germany did the same thing. Well, it's no surprise we're doing this because obviously we imported that religion, so to speak, with the science in Operation Paperclip and other efforts. Russia wanted to prosecute the scientists. Meanwhile, America said, you know what, we'll give you immunity for your technology. That sounds fun. We got the religion with it, and a lot of that infiltrated into JPL, NASA's JPL, which, by the way, there is evidence that a Stephen Paddock, who knows if it's the Stephen Craig Paddock, but it's hard to imagine there's another Stephen Paddock that worked for NASA's JPL back in 1993. So that's interesting, too. Why haven't we heard about that? But I digress. So, Chris, we have you back on the line, right?
You do. And I do have some comments about your TSA story, if you don't mind me adding a little to the conversation.
Not at all. Please.
Well, when we look at the TSA, it was created after 9-1-1, that other false flag of where they supposedly flew planes into the Twin Towers, the second attack on the Twin Towers, not to be confused with the one from the other World Trade Center attack with the so-called blind sheik. I can't even think of his name right now. I apologize. However, looking back to the formation of TSA, it came from what was called the Oberstuberding. Don't ask me if I said it right. It's a German word. I don't speak German, but I've read the word. And that came before Hitler even came into power back in the late 1800s, early 1900s. I read it until the 1913 for sure. And that was what was originally known as the Brown Shirts or the Nazi Youth Movement, and the formation, the foundational preeminence of what was later to become the SS, which also became Gestapo and the the Stasi, and Hitler's forces, if you will. And these were concepts that were used to terrorize the people. In fact, I've discovered some other very intriguing documents called Psychopolitical Warfare by Kenneth Goff, G-O-F-F. And it was reduced to a pamphlet called Brainwashing by the Soviets and the Russians, the Bolshevik Revolution, the Zionist cabal, the Talmudists, and the Pharisites that precipitated the takeover of Russia and the conquest there on the October 1st surprise. That was the kickoff of the Bolshevik Revolution.
Yep.
For those who didn't pay attention. And that's not insignificant, I don't think, in the Las Vegas occurrence, because
absolutely,
these people that study these things absolutely know these things, and they plan these things very carefully and cautiously. In fact, there are strong indications, and I think evidence that's very credible, that there was quite a bit of insider trading between the owners of the Mandalay Bay, MGM, and Sands Hotel and Casino, Michael Chertoff and others, in selling off stock, significant quantities, several weeks before it took place, as if they knew something was going to happen. What a coincidence, of course.
Yep.
FDR told us there are no coincidences in politics or war.
Yeah, I like Congressman Mike Rogers' quote on that. Oh. Back in 2012, one week after, when he was on Fox News Sunday talking about Benghazi, Chris Wallace asked him what he thought about the narrative, and he is a former FBI agent, was former head of the House Intelligence Committee, and Mike Rogers, when he was asked about the original White House narrative, which we know was entirely fabricated now through the Judicial Watch emails that Judicial Watch got through FOIA request, but his take on the initial White House narrative that some people somewhere halfway around the world watched a YouTube video and decided to execute a military style op on a U.S. Embassy outpost. It was a consular outpost. It wasn't even an embassy. So, you know, some remote that just happens to be in the rat line that Cy Hirsch has reported on and others. But don't worry about that. So Mike Rogers said, when Chris Wallace asked him about the ridiculous narrative the White House was pushing, you know, the first thing you learn as a young FBI agent is there are coincidences, but they're not likely. And there are a lot of coincidences about this event. And so that, as a harbinger, sort of echoes in my mind all the time when we have incidents like Las Vegas, for example.
Well, there are political objectives that can be attained specifically by psyops and mind fornicating, public relations, as it's called, by Edwin Bernays and Gordon R. Wasson, who incidentally was the first vice president in charge of public relations for J.P. Morgan Chase Manhattan Bank, not coincidentally. If we can convince the people that what is false is real, if we can terrify them into giving up, being paralyzed with fear, become fainting sheep, as it were, and be too scared to fight and give up their arms, as many did during several wars, as we know, then we've won the battle of the mind. In fact, Sun Tzu, in his Arts of War, tells us that the first principle in the art of war is intelligence, being able to know your enemy. And if you don't know your enemy, you stand to perish by your lack of knowledge. That's Hosea 4-6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge in its essence.
Yep.
And that if you don't know your enemy, you stand to suffer because you don't know your enemy, much as in my situation where I was attacked violently, and I won't go into my situation because that's what this show is about, but nevertheless, if you don't realize that your enemy or your intended victim, as I was, is maybe a formidable one and may have deep knowledge and study in law and evidence and things of that nature, It may not be as easy to push over as some of the least sophisticated, not savvy, not informed or ignorant or sheeple, as they like to call us, or yaim or chattel or cattle, as they like to presume us to be man and other animals, then you stand to be perished at your own lack of knowledge.
Exactly. Yep. Yep. So speaking of that, you know, the kind of the counterpart to that Sun Tzu mantra to know your enemy and the battle, you know, if you can win it first in the minds, then obviously that you can win, you know, you will never lose in 1,000 battles, basically is what Sun Tzu is saying, paraphrasing. But the counterpart to that, Machiavelli, writing in chapter 20, without doubt, princes become great when they overcome difficulties and opposition, and therefore fortune, especially when it wants to render a new prince great, who has greater need of gaining a great reputation than a hereditary prince, raises up enemies and compels him to undertake wars against them, so that he may have cause to overcome them and thus raise himself higher by means of that ladder which his enemies have brought him. There are many who think, therefore, that a wise prince ought, when he has the chance, to foment astutely some enmity, so that by suppressing it, he will augment his greatness, or his fame and acclaim will rise higher. And that's kind of what I think of when I think of these false flag incidents. You know, you create a false flag. First, you create a false enemy, as we did with Operation Cyclone, creating the Afghan Mujahideen, which became al-Qaeda, literally the database of the CIA's database of the thousands of Mujahideen fighters in the fight against the ostensible fight against the Soviets, because we created both sides, if you listen to what Zbigniew Brzezinski said. But that's what's always happened. I mean, read Quigley's Anglo-American Establishment. The book description, for Pete's sake, on Amazon.com says very plainly, and that cover with the British Union and the American flag inset upside down and backwards should get people scratching their heads. But the book description on Amazon says Quigley exposes the secret societies established in London in 1891 by Cecil Rhodes. Quigley explains how these men worked in union to begin their society to control the world. He explains how all the wars from that time, and when did this stop? He explains how all the wars from that time were deliberately created to control the economies of all the nations. And that kind of hints at Pike's letter to Mazzini. But I think it's interesting on that note real quick that someone said something. I got into a little Twitter skirmish a little bit. Not really a skirmish, but something, kind of a back and forth yesterday. And somebody said something like, it seems like you believe in some conspiracy. And I posted a screenshot of the cover of Quigley's Tragedy or Anglo-American Establishment. And I included the word secret societies, working in union, deliberately creating wars to control the economies of all the nations. Sounds like a conspiracy to me. So, yeah, I believe in the conspiracy, not a conspiracy. As Gore Vidal put it, I'm a conspiracy analyst. And that is a conspiracy. This is from a guy who, as he wrote in Tragedy and Hope, published back in the 1966, I believe, that he had an opportunity to examine their secret documents for about 2 years. So it's like reading Bernays' propaganda. He's not guessing or speculating. He's saying, look, this is how it's done. And
precisely.
He's reading from a position of insider knowledge that most of us never get, naming names and very specific. Quigley's books are as relevant today as they were when they were published in 66 and 81, I believe, is when the Anglo-American Establishment was published. I mean, he talks about I won't get off into that, but I think that's telling. When did this stop? And so we have the same thing happening. We create these false enemies in Machiavellian fashion to create these false flag events and blame it on the false enemy. You know, we've talked about the fact that the Intercept article, we're hearing now that not the Taliban, but ISIS may be wanting Well, ISIS may be wanting to surrender now, apparently, but what about the this is interesting because back in August, The Intercept published Ryan Grimm's article, "The Taliban Tried to Surrender and the U.S. Rebuffed Them." Now here we are. And that was based on the book by – oh, gosh, I forget his name. The book by Anand Gopal, No Good Men Among the Living, who, again, firsthand knowledge. He's there on the ground watching it happen, watching people being recruited. So we have this phony enemy manufactured to create these false flag events and blame them on these people. People talking about whether ISIS did or did not take credit or was actually involved in the Las Vegas incident. It's irrelevant because it's not a real enemy. It's contrived. Even if ISIS, yeah, absolutely. Even if ISIS was involved in any way, we might as well just say the CIA was involved. And probably the FBI.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Welcome back. Frank Sinatra back in the headlines again. So who was the Frank Sinatra that LVMPD was escorting out of town? Was that anything like the Bush administration escorting the Bin Laden family and associates out of the country, whisking them out of the country, as Sybil Edmonds revealed back in the days following 9/11? Who knows? Speculation, just a question. Anyway, we're on the phones. We have Chris in Las Vegas on the phone.
You were speaking about the ISIS before we went to break. And
yep.
It's my contention and my best studied appreciation of the facts that ISIS is us. They are U.S.-funded, or at least Zionist U.S.-funded. It seems that John McCain, the Canaanite, whose father had a rather auspicious role in history as having a very active role in the covering up of the sinking of the USS Liberty. We have several contributors on this station that talk about that quite a lot. There's a new movie coming out.
Yep.
He and others, I think Johnson, were very strongly incurred in that cover-up when they were absolutely attacked and assaulted by so-called Israel, Zionist cabal over there, those Rev 29 and 39 individuals who claim they are of a certain sect. But we truly know our enemy and do our research, our due diligent study of the scriptures, the law writings that were, we find that they claim to be a group, and they're pretty notorious for changing their names and adopting the names of the people they want to incriminate, to do a Mossad hit and frame the blame on the victim. I think much like the so-called Paddock fellow in Las Vegas, who was a convenient, useful idiot who was known to drink quite a lot, was certainly not your atypical, or you're not your typical international terrorist, in spite of the fact they're trying to fabricate and spin to win the false meme that he was ISIS, ISIL, or Antifa. In fact, if we look at Antifa, these are truly the fascists posed as anti-fascist. And when we look where that comes from, that was from George Soros, his Occupy and MoveOn.org, other funding industries and arms, and the Hillary Clinton gang, Robbie Mook, same thing, Wiener, and Harvey Weinstein, all these different people, Joseph Gruber, Zeke Emanuel, Rahm Emanuel, all these different entities that are operating behind the scenes, these global Talmudic communists who are trying to take over the world. And so whenever we look at this and we find out who these entities really are, they're creating that false enemy, the controlled opposition. That's what PSYOP's mind war is all about, psychopolitical warfare.
Yep.
In fact, I might read one little paragraph from this pamphlet.
Sure.
I have here.
Hold that for the next segment. We're going into the second hour. Folks, stick around. We'll be right back. Second hour coming up right after the short break.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.